Hey, Steven, how you doing?
Good, how are you guys?
Good, good. Hey, you know, obviously you guys have gone through a little bit of a turnaround here. I know in week one, Pac-Man Jones had a comment that concerning the Eagles where he said it's the Rams, dude. I know you guys heard that. Does that hearing that kind of thing kind of provide motivation for you?
Well, at the time, it was really too far ahead for us to even really be concerned with his comments. We were well aware of them. But, you know, when you're going through an 0-4, starting off 0-4, you're just trying to find the solutions within the locker room and the organization to get the things turned around. You know, once we got that big win in Washington and we faced the Cowboys, he wasn't with the team. But it's definitely motivation. Not only the comment that they only faced the Rams, but it was, you know, analysts that was comparing or saying that, you know, some college teams could beat us, you know. We take pride in what we do, and if, you know, we got off to a rough start, but you know, I'm glad that we've been able to turn it around.
What's the difference? What has Coach Hazlett done over the last couple of weeks, and what has he brought that maybe Coach Linehan couldn't at the end?
To be honest with you, I don't know. You know, it's a kind of funny situation. You hate that someone had to lose their job, and you hate that anyone has to take the blame for, you know, all 53 men and the coaching staff and that on top of that for losing. But after the bye, I think a lot of guys, you know, took that week off and really took a step away from football and kind of renewed their love for it and said that we can either turn this thing around or have a rough 12-game stretch. And, you know, going through 3-13 season, that's something that a lot of guys around here didn't want to do again. So, I mean, we still have a long way to go to fully say that we turned the ship around, but we started off well.
Steven, how's the leg feeling?
The leg feels good. You know, we're not quite sure. We're still going to see what's going to happen for Sunday. But I was able to do some rehab work with our weight coach, do some light lifting and some light pool work, you know. And we're just going to go from there. We're going to take it day to day. I'm pretty good with kind of having a feel for my body and know where I'm at. But, you know, I feel good, and especially compared from Sunday.
Did missing all that time in training camp, do you feel that slowed you at the start of the season, or were you ready to go right from the get-go?
I'm actually coming into the fold of things. I came in great shape. I was down on my weight and on my body fat. So I know you can't simulate all the things on a football field, but as far as my conditioning-wise, I felt that I was right there ready.
Steven, I know you talked a little bit about the start. I mean, what in your mind was really the low point of that 0-4 start?
I don't know if I can really say one thing was the low point, but I just think as a team in general, we're finishing games. We're playing four complete quarters of football, and in those first four games, I don't think we can say that. You know, we competed in all four games, but at some point, we let it get away from us, and then, you know, guys kind of really got down in the dumps, and now that when we hit adversity in a game, you can see guys fight through it, and I really think that's the difference between these last two games from the first four.
Steven, did you watch any of the Patriots' Monday night game against the Broncos?
I watched a little bit of it, that first half, but after that, I didn't watch any more. I thought the guys played well, like I expected them to at home. You know, it's Monday night, and the New England Patriots are used to playing on TV and in big games. So I figured that their defense would come out and dominate, and their playmakers will make plays, and that's exactly what happened.
What do you see from the Patriots front seven in terms of they had some pretty good success shutting down LaDainian Tomlinson a few weeks ago, and obviously they're going to try to take you out of your game?
They do a great job running the 3-4 scheme. They probably run it, if not the best, one of the best in the National Football League. You know, the guys are really sound in their responsibilities and their gaps, and they do a great job of tackling. And once, you know, you do those two things, you can see why the team was 18-0 in the regular season last year in the playoffs. You know, we just had it's one of those games where I'm not quite sure the weather's going to be nice, but it's one of those games that you just have to be patient. Keep pounding away, and if if I come out and do have a chance to play and I have a little to no yards, but we can keep them honest and respect the run game, I'll be happy with that if we come out with a win. So I'm not really concerned about numbers. I'm more concerned about being able to contribute to my team and help them get a win. But first thing is first is making sure my quad's ready.
No disrespect to Trent Green, but did you feel it was a good move going back to Mark Bulger?
Well, you know, it was a move that we were looking for something to turn the spark around, and it didn't work. And I think Mark is a guy that you can't rule him out. He's a competitor, and once he has protection, he'll put the ball where it needs to be. You know, we're in an offense that we have spots on the field to throw to, and I think Mark does that with the best of them.
Did you feel at all like Coach Linehan lost the team?
No, I don't think Coach Linehan lost the team. It's just the NFL, National Football League, you know. Sometimes you dealt a good hand, sometimes you dealt a bad hand. And starting off with the four teams this season, you know, it was a rough. It was a rough four games, and we went winless. And now, unfortunately, you're seeing this trend of coaches losing their job in the middle of the season.
Stephen, when you were 0-4, coming off the bye week, you had a little bit of boost, I guess, with the coaching change. But you look at the schedule, and you had Redskins, Cowboys, Patriots. That looked pretty daunting. What was the mindset going into that?
Well, you can't never look ahead. You know, you just take one game at a time. Washington was 4-1 and on a four-game winning streak. Dallas is probably the most talented team in the National Football League, and you guys have yourselves. So you just take one game at a time. If you look ahead, that's when you see teams fall to, I don't want to say quote-unquote gimme games, but, I mean, it is the NFL, you know. Every team has superstars.
How big a confidence builder is being, you just called Dallas the most talented team. How big a confidence boost was that for you guys, and how big a hurdle was it beating them?
Well, I do want to get one thing straight. I mean, we have talent in this locker room, too. We just weren't clicking. So for anyone to just look at it as a gimme game, that's their problem and that's their fault. But we're going to come out and execute, and at the end of 60 minutes, we'll see what the scoreboard say.
Still, though, you said that they were the most talented team, so it had to be a hurdle, right, to beat them and maybe a confidence boost for you guys?
We're talented, too. I don't know if you heard me.
Stephen, just I know you probably met with every team coming out in the draft. If I recall, at the time, the Patriots for a while there were running backless without Antoine Smith at the time when you were coming out. Do you recall any interaction with the Patriots at all at that time when you were coming into the league?
For the Patriots acquired Corey Dillon, there was some talk that I may end up in New England, but it wasn't anything for sure. We knew that it was going to be some free agents out there that may entice some teams, and Corey Dillon came up and he was available, and you know, it really worked out for New England. He's a veteran guy, and I understand taking a risk of trying to draft a rookie, seeing how he's going to pan out compared to a guy you've seen in the league that's proven. So at one point, you know, it could happen, but it didn't.
Had you taken the come up here at all and met with any of the folks here?
In my draft, when I was coming out, I didn't take any visit, actually.
Mm-hmm. How about the young receivers, specifically Avery? How are they helping you?
Well, they're helping tremendous. You know, it allows for safeties to now have to respect his speed and his deep threat ability, and it also frees up Torrey. So the emergence of Avery these last two games has really helped our passing game. It allows us to stretch the field, get into the opposing team side of the ball, well, on their end of the field and into the red zone. So it helps out everyone.
Is that it, guys?
Yep.
Stephen, thank you.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you.